Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
A new baby girl seal pup has just been admitted to the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward. And although she's a cutie, she's also a fighter. According to Jane Belaverick, the wildlife response curator, this pup was found hanging out on the property of the Pacific Food Fish Processing Facility in Kenai. The pup was described as pretty small and weak, and there was no sign of a parent around for hours. After calling the ALSC's 24-hour wildlife response hotline and sending pictures, Sea Life Center confirmed that this was a seal pup in Lanugo.
It just so happened, while we were getting permission from NOAA, that we found out that some of the NOAA officers were in the area. So they were able to further assess the situation, pick up the seal for us, and then bring it to Seward. So it actually happened quite quickly once we confirmed that this was an animal that we wanted to pick up, that it needed the help.
Being at the Sea Life Center for just a little over a week, Belaverick says that this little pup is in critical condition, but she is perky, which is a positive. Premature seal harbor pups only have about a 50% chance of survival when admitted to the Wildlife Response Program, and the team is doing everything possible to give her a fighting chance. The ALSC works around the clock to ensure that this baby makes it through. A Kenai native is honored for his short story at a Hollywood Awards gala. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more on that story.
Kenai, Alaska native and Kenai Central High School graduate Sky McKinnon was a winner in the L. Ron Hubbard Writers of the Future contest and was honored, along with 11 other writers and 12 artists, at the Taglin Complex in Hollywood, California on April 25th. His story, The Edge of Where My Light is Cast, is published along with other writers' and illustrators' stories and art in the international best-selling anthology L. Ron Hubbard Presents Writers of the Future, Volume 40, which will be officially released on May 7th. McKinnon holds a Master's of Fine Arts in Poetry from the University of Alaska Fairbanks and a Master's in Library and Information Science from the University of Washington, though his journey with stories began with his mother in the forests of the... According to a press release from Galaxy Press, The Edge of Where My Light is Cast explores, though not answers, the question of how love and memory manifest in new technology. At what point do these afterimages take on their own life, and how far do they reach? It is also, for those with a taste for more direct descriptions, a tale of a cat and a caretaker who love each other very much. The story is dedicated to the memory of a friend and mentor to McKinnon, Derek Burleson. The L. Ron Hubbard Writers of the Future contest is in its 41st year and is judged by some of the premier names in speculative fiction. The Writers of the Future Award is the genre's most prestigious award and has now become the largest, most successful, and demonstrably most influential vehicle for budding creative talent in the world of speculative fiction. Since its inception, the Writers and Illustrators of the Future contests have produced 40 anthology volumes and awarded upwards of $1 million in cash prizes and royalties. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
At Wednesday night's meeting, the Kenai City Council held a lengthy discussion to determine whether to remove a portion of the municipal code. The ordinance documents claim that the city has broad prohibitions against begging, loitering, and sleeping. However, the city does not currently enforce curfews and does not comply with the modern law. According to a memo from Kenai Police Chief Dave Ross, these code sections threaten individuals' rights and are difficult to enforce.
These sections of code are not enforceable as they are. They are all problematic. Some of them could be changed to where they were enforceable if portions of them were gotten rid of and things added to them. And in our discussion...
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.